Good morning, church. It's another day here on this earth. We shouldn't take it for granted. And you know what? We're in church here this morning, so we're here to praise the Lord this morning. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer.
Amen.
Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And even though there are many, many other things that we could be doing right now, we have made a conscious decision to be here. So, Father, as we lift up and praise the name of Jesus, we ask that you would just meet us here once again with your Holy Spirit, that it would just be an awesome time of worship in Amen. Preparation for what it's going to be like in heaven someday, that we'll just be able to put aside our cares, worries, things that would be hindering us from concentrating fully on you, and just be able to pour out our love. And this we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We march to the tune of a love song, singing the King's Jubilee. Anointed to enter the hell gate, anointed to set captives free. We lift up our banner of worship, and Jesus our champion we praise. An army of worshipers stands by his side, baptized in his fire, revealing his glorious light. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We sing the high praises of heaven and fight with the sword of the word, to bind every stronghold of Satan, preparing the way of the Lord. We lift up a standard of worship that shatters the darkness with light, and God will arise on the wings of our praise and march as a warrior who's mighty and able to save. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, there's some songs that I would say that are played on Christian radio that are very, very neutral. They just sound very spiritual. They sound good. But this song is not. It is on the offensive. We march to the tune of a love song, singing the King's Jubilee. And we lift up a shout because we're rubbing it in Satan's face. We've overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our mouth, and we have declared war. We're not going to be standing still. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I was dead in sin, but now I'm saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word. And I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart, I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. Well, Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. 'Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run. 'Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole.
Amen.
Power in the name of the Lord.
most important thing in the song is, yeah, we got the power. But it's not we got the power with no resistance. There is going to be resistance every single day of varying degree. We're all going to experience it. But that's what the power is all about, to be able to say, you know, it's not positive thinking, you know, we're just going to get ourselves through this. Just think positively. No, that's where it takes Holy Spirit power, where you sit there and you just say, God, I am doing all the right things, and yet it's still not working out for me right now. That's where we call on the name of the Lord.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power. Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed, mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for Thee. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power. Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed, mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for Thee.
Amen.
And if you believe that, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in Thee. Let the water and the blood from Thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone. In my hand, O price I bring. Simply to Thy cross I cling. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill Thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to Thee for dress. Helpless look to Thee for dress. grace. Bow like to the mountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love it.
Amen.
I know exactly when we have a problem without actually looking at the screen. I can hear you guys sing. I mean, all your voices are coming at us. So my voice is projected out through the speakers. But when you guys stop singing, it is apparent right away. We'll work on that one.
Falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name.
Amen.
That's a good song.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love, at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my love, my God, I pour, at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee, ever only all for thee.
Amen.
Indeed. Take my life. Take my life.
Like thine can be support. come to Thee. I need Thee every hour. Stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour. In joy or pain, come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour. Teach me Thy will and Thy rich promises in me fulfill. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, most holy One. Make me Thou blessed Son. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for You. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for You. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for You. Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for You.
Thank You, Lord.
Mm-hmm. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground.
Father in spirit and in truth, I
you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth.
You know, this song is special if you're walking close to God, to be able to say, now is the time I want to press in. But when you backslide and you leave that first love, it's just words. To be able to say, I love you, Lord. Do I really love you? But now is the time. Let's sing this one more time.
Now is the time. Now is the time to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now is the time. Now is the time to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now is the time, now is the time to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now is the time, now is the time to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Now is the time to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. And knowing the time, and now is high time to awake out of thy sleep. For our salvation is nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, or chambering of wantonness, or envy of strife. But let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. He that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We ask you, Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, we shall be a sanctuary for you. Create in us a clean heart of God, a renewed right spirit within us. And we want to thank you and praise you today for doing the work in us, for touching us, Lord, delivering us, healing us, transforming us, that will be, O Lord, to your image. And we bless you and thank you and love you, O Lord. We love you. What a good thing, what a pleasant thing is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It will be like that precious ointment that falls upon the head. It goes down to the beard. It went down to Aaron's beard and down to his skirt. Well, it's a good thing. It's a pleasant thing for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, for a change. Thank you, Lord, for, a deep work in us. We bless you and thank you. Let it be a brokenness, contrite spirits. Wherever they are needed, we pray today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us be affectionate one to another and with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Be not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, distributing to the necessities of the saints, and given to hospitality. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord, we bless you. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing upon the pastors. He will deliver the message to us. Oh, we pray that you give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, have it your way today, not our way, but thy way, and let it be a move of God as we never seen before, we pray. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, as you moved in the upper room, they were all in one accord. They were all perfectly joined together. They were praying without ceasing. Oh, hallelujah. In the upper room. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. We are in the upper room. And we ask you, Lord, today to conform us. We ask you, Lord, that we want to present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we thank you, Lord, for filling us that day with the knowledge of thy will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And Lord, we thank you, we love you, we appreciate you, Lord. And oh, Lord, thank you for everything. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, for being a provider. And we ask you, Lord, today that you provide in every need there is. Provide for the needs of the church, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for supplying all our needs. And, O Lord, out of what you are give us, you give us, we want today to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have all sufficiency always in all things, may abound unto every good work. And we thank you and praise you, Father. Thank you for touching everyone that gives a testimony today. Anoint also Thomas as he gives the invitation. And let your name be glorified with the testimonies. Let your name be glorified in every person in this body of believers. We pray in the name of Jesus with a message, with a music. In every area we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
This mic working? Yeah. We're going to have testimonies, but first I want to say that last Sunday we had a little picnic. It was a very nice time. Wasn't too hot. A lot of times we go out there at 105, you know, it's pretty hot. So it was, the weather was good. Had a nice storm this week too, huh? Good lightning show. So, but I really enjoyed the soccer game, and the team that we had out there. Man, I was pretty surprised. I think you know, Soteris, he's a pretty aggressive soccer player. Maybe him and Joanne been practicing at home. Maybe that's how she got that black eye. I don't know. But anyway, that was very nice. And some guys a few years older than me were doing pretty good with that soccer ball. I have to tell you that. So I was impressed. And it was a good meal and good fellowship, too. No dessert. You notice that? We didn't need it anyway. Okay. So, any testimonies this morning? Okay, Natalia.
There shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come near thy dwelling.
Psalm
91:10.
Verse 10.
What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven, earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven, earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth, but alone stretched off. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel. And mighty indeed, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee. What a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven, earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth, but art unstretched off. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed. Mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Amen.
Amen.
We are blessed today that we're giving 200% to our Heavenly Father praise with that song, What a Mighty God We Serve. A few weeks ago, I brought it to your attention that I saw a sign on a bus in San Francisco, Islam and What You Need to Know. And today I have some other news for you. And just to mention that our government or the enemy has left the door back door open because it's creeping into this nation. The other day we received a magazine, Rubbing It Into Our Eyes, Towels and Buddha. And of course, on t-shirts, and how it can, I guess, make you or allow you to rest. But anyway, are we prepared to stand by our Lord Jesus Christ, or are we going to fold up and start getting softer towels and admiring this piece of log? A few years ago, there was announcement that during the revolution of this United States, that one patriot mentioned that, give me liberty or give me death. I am proud to say that I have another announcement, which for current times is, give me Christianity or give me death. So all this praise and glory is for our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And I also have one more announcement which caught my eye. The Holy Keys. Kiss, excuse me, my English isn't that great, but how many of you men would love to have a holy kiss? I'll give you a secret. I get up early in the morning and I package my food, which my lovely lady prepared the night before. And after I get ready to go to work, I get up at 3:30. By 5, I'm off and running. So I wake up my sweetheart and we have our daily prayer. And afterwards, since the singing said that if you pray and speak God's word, you have holy lips. So therefore, I got a holy kiss in the morning. Praise God.
Okay, Vasily, you always got a good angle on everything. Okay. All right. Karen.
Well, I want to praise the Lord also. God is so good. And I actually gave this testimony on Thursday night. I have a little bit more to add to it. There was something that I forgot to say on Thursday. But I think you all know that I have a new job, and I've been there for about 3 months now. And last week there was a prayer from the pulpit regarding someone, that was me, about this meeting that was occurring on Wednesday. It's our big quarterly meeting. There's a lot of presentations that are being done, and the nurses that are in my position serve as resources. So when a question comes up, then they look to us to answer those questions. And the meeting was flowing very smoothly, but then a question came up, and it was regarding my work. And I had all the papers with me, and I calmly answered the question and read the information that was needed, and the meeting went on. And so then this was also the meeting afterwards where there was this drinking party planned. And on Sunday night when I left the picnic, I decided that I was going to, because people want to know who you are at work, and I've always pretty much led a pretty much private life and not shared things that are going on with me at work. I don't want to provide any ammunition for that negativity in the future. So I decided that night that if they want to know me, they're going to have to know about me and my walk with Jesus. So I made that decision on Sunday night, and God started orchestrating things so that my computer, which was kind of in the shop, was the only day this guy was available to give it back to me was on Wednesday. So when the meeting got over at 3:30, I had the perfect reason that I could not participate in the drinking party, and I left and went and took care of my computer. And the following day on Thursday, I was actually on my way to Bible study, and I got a call from my manager, and she wanted to know if I had heard if the director had, if I had heard the news from the director. And apparently the director and the vice president of our division were talking. They were all on video conference into this big meeting with the new chief medical officer. And, you know, I'm just going to say this, that God gives me the ability to do my job every single day. And I know that there was a lot of prayers that went up regarding that meeting specifically, that there would not, I would not be intimidated, et cetera, et cetera. And the comment that came back was from these people who never give compliments, was what a wonderful job Karen had done in responding to the questioning in the meeting, that she had the information available. And all I can say is, you know, glory to God, he was the one who prepared me, and he was the one who enabled me. So I was really happy about that, and I was able to share that with my manager. So I just have one more little thing to say about what God is doing for me, and how once you make a decision to move in a different direction than where you've been, because I think most of you know that I've had a really hard past year with depression and exhaustion and other things. Yesterday, Pamela and I went and got our bicycles worked on down at the local shop. And then we went for a bike ride. And I haven't been on my bike for probably 2 or 3 years. And the last time I was on my bike, I mean, I was huffing and puffing, and I mean, it was really hard. And yesterday, we went further than we went that last time, and it was a breeze. And this morning, I got up, and I'm not sore at all. And the other thing that I noticed is some of these chronic body aches and pains and muscular pains are leaving. So I just want to say thank you, Lord. I am just so thrilled, and I just look so forward to what is to come. And I mentioned to Carol, I said, when I came into church this morning, have you not? I just feel different. I feel like my countenance has changed dramatically. I said, have you noticed something different about me? Yes, you noticed? And she said, yeah, you're much happier. And, you know, I just feel it. So hallelujah.
Okay. Irene.
Well, I wasn't planning to stand here and talk to you, but my hearts are beating really fast. The Lord brought to me this, what I wanted to share with you. I was meditating on the name of Jesus, and there's so much that that means, but he brought me to scriptures, and I wanted to share those with you in Mark, the last chapter of Mark, the 16th chapter. It says, go into all the world and, of course, preach the gospel. And it says, and those signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Now, when I said that word in my name, is believing in your name or the believer that knows you? And the Lord said, believe in my name, and in my name this will happen. So I said, wow, Lord, but you have all power in your name. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, it says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. And I said, Lord, you did have already all power. But he said, this is the power given to me, so you can now, in my name, use my power. And I said, oh my God, this is so good. So it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, of Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I will be with you always. That's another thing. His name in our lips is always there to do what he said we can do. And I just challenge everybody to meditate in the name of Jesus. And what it really means is representing him. You remember in the Gate Beautiful when this man was left from sitting there crippled for years. And everybody was all excited. Of course, the Pharisees were not as much because it was a Sabbath day. But nevertheless, they said, don't look at us. It's in the name that this man is walking right now. And I think Jesus is the same, and his name is the same. So praise God. I want to share that.
All right. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to all of you. Amen. Well, let's start out with an announcement. Sister Shireen, next Sunday. You do the food and I'll take care of the rest.
Okay. We're having memorial service for Debbie, and as a church family, we are going to prepare the food for this ceremony afterwards. Actually, we're going to have the food first, and then we're going to have the ceremony. So we are inviting all of you to come, and we're asking all of you to contact Carol or I to help coordinate the food. So I appreciate your help. Thanks.
Thank you. So next Sunday, we're asking you to plan it in this way, that we will have a lunch after the service, and then we will have a memorial service for Debbie Machado. And many of you might not even know Debbie. A few of us went to the hospital and prayed with her, went on to her home. But as a church family, now she's gone, she's in heaven, she's praising God. She's not going to be at the service, but the family is. And we have memorials for the family, and also to share things that happen in their lives. So we appreciate that you simply show up, or actually stay, and be with us. All right. We're going to have water baptism on the last Sunday. I wrote everything down except the date. I wrote down water baptism June, and it should be 28th. I believe that the last Sunday is 28th. Is that correct? That is correct. We were going to have it on the 21st, and then I got informed that is Father's Day. And so a lot of dads are not going to be around, so we moved it to the 28th. And it's going to be in south of Highway 50, about Ward Avenue and 50. We're going to ask as many as possible in a church, if you simply, after the service, you get a map, drive with us to this place. We have a swimming pool, and help us to sing, praising the Lord, and watch our people being baptized in water. It's exciting times. So that's the 28th. And I know I got one candidate for sure, right? And he was our best soccer player, Javier. So line up your family. Tell them that on the 28th, you're going to die in Jesus and be resurrected in Christ. So we got a few more people that are a little bit iffy, maybe. But if you haven't been baptized in water, this is the day to do it. All right. Then we have, this is the report. I talked to Eric Sims in New York today. His wife, Patty Sims, is better. We prayed for her last week. And we're going to keep praising God and continue to pray for her healing. We got a number of people right now in the process of either being prayed for deliverance or going to be prayed for deliverance. And we have Michelle. Now, she is from Virginia. We are doing in this church here, actually, our counselors, a deliverance via conference phone with a lady in Virginia. It's going very well. Her name is Michelle. We want to pray for her today. We are doing an in-house deliverance here on Tom Spargo, and they're going to wrap that up, so we want to pray for that. And we got a new candidate for deliverance, Deborah George, and she is just going to be started with deliverance. So we want to pray for her today also, that God will be moving there greatly. Since we got testimonies here, I'd like to share something that about the power of God. I got a phone call this week. I was called. It was a man from Oregon, Cal Herbold. And he said he met me in 1975, me and my wife, and I could not remember the man. So finally we made connections, we talked, and he was talking to me, saying, "Thank you, God bless you, praise the Lord for this and that." And I simply said, "Now what did I do?" So I said, "Can you refresh my memory?" He said, "Yes." He said, we had been down in the LA area, driving back through Lodi. We stopped there when you had a church. We came to the service, And afterwards, on the steps outside, you and the elders prayed for me, and you gave me a scripture. And he said, I have now been a pastor for about 25 years. And I said, well, praise the Lord. So he was working for the Forest Service, U.S. Forest Service. God called him. He said, I took that scripture. I have marked it, read it all the time. And he said, that prayer and that touch I got in Lodi tipped me over and put me on the right path. One prayer can change a lot of things. Now, that was 1975, which would be 25. That's 34 years ago. And the Holy Spirit, he told me this, the Holy Spirit had told him, find John Terrell and share with him what happened. He needs to have it to get some joy. So he had to go through a lot of hoops to find us, but eventually he did. So we want to praise God for that. We got some prayer requests here today. And I want to read this. This was brought in here by Irene. And I want to read this to you. An old friend in his 50s was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. He was a very successful dentist, but he had to close the practice to get some help. When we met him, he was still slowly walking and talking, ready to have a new kind of surgery at Stanford Medical Center. He and his wife talked to us in a beautiful home, and also he was very overwhelmed by his sickness. Today I saw him. This is written May 30th. Today I saw him, and he was unable to talk but a word, holding to a wheelchair. I found out that his wife left him. He's alone in his pain. I did pray and tried to minister to him. I think he's a Roman Catholic. He's very open to read about salvation, to receive prayer and counsel. And so I think that a team from the church was going to go and see him together with Irene. I don't know if you have gone or not, have not gone yet. But you know, I really want you to think about this. You're married, you get sick, and you come to the place where you cannot function, you're going down and you're in a wheelchair, and the wife simply get up and say, bye-bye, I see you later. That is tough. And you say, this wives can do this, husband can do this, but it simply shows us how cold some people are. And when they don't have Jesus in their heart, they will be very, very cold. So we need to pray for this man, this dentist, that God will really move upon him and comfort him. Because when you're dying, you need your spouse. You don't need to get a divorce, you know, paper and say, you know, forget it. Now, we got another Praise the Lord report here. And I'm sure we have had many different people doing this. But we got an email yesterday. My brother got so excited, he printed it out, came running and told me Saturday morning that we had a lady in Kentucky that simply wrote and said, I read your on the website the prayer of salvation. I recited, I prayed it, I'm saved. And she gave her phone number, so we are following up. Her name is Veronica. And I don't know, Veronica, if you're watching us in Kentucky, if you are, God bless you, praise the Lord, welcome to the family. But we want to pray for Veronica today that accepted Christ and on the website. So at this time, we're going to ask people to come forward, and we're going to be praying. And Sister Norma, would you come at this time also? So those of you that would like to come up here and stand with us and pray, you may, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. And Sister Natalia is always ready to pray, right? Yes. So where did Norma go? Here you go. Come on up here. Norma is our missionary to the Philippines. Would you stay close and share with us what you're going to do, when you're going to leave, not the exact date, but what you're going to do in the Philippines?
I'm leaving on June 15 in the afternoon at 1:35, going to the Philippines, and usually I try to visit some of the new churches like I did last year, that I donated some Bibles in every church and give testimony what happened to my life. And I also have that talk to my relatives, even one-on-one, so that they will really understand who Jesus is and how wonderful God is, that if they really be closer and having relationship with Him, life is easy. Life is tough, you know, every day, but with Jesus, life is easy. He did not promise a smooth life, but with Him, it's always easy. So I will do that again and try to talk to many people as much as I can. And there is one reason also, one of my best friends who is sick right now, and I want to see her and pray for her. Thank you very much.
Okay, stay well.
And I will be back on June 30. So I'll be coming back on the first week.
Okay, stay right here. We're going to anoint you and pray for you. So let's just gather about her.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Norma, a missionary to the Philippines. And Father God, you have her sister that's been doing a great work, Lord, and lots of material have gone over to her. We pray right now for an anointing to be upon Norma, Father God, that she will be powered by the Holy Ghost, that you will give her many souls, that you will give her people to be healed when she lay hands on them, pray for that she'll be healed. And we thank you for that. We pray for safety, Father God, that when she's on the airplane going there, coming back, Father God, driving over there, whatever she's doing, Lord, that she'll be safe and secure in the arms of Jesus, that you'll bring our sister back to us here with no harm done, and that this will be a fantastic trip. We pray for her health, that whatever she eats and drinks, Father God, shall not hurt her body. There should be no germs and virus attacking her. But if a germ and a virus come, they will die when they come in contact with her body. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you right now for that victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to hand out these prayer requests then, so I'm going to have... would you pray for the dentist and for Veronica? And we're going to have Sister Joanne. Would you pray for Patty Sims' continued healing? And I'm going to ask Charles here if you will pray for Michelle, Thomas Spargo, and Deborah George for their deliverance that they are in. And then we have Andrew Schenkel. And his wife, we prayed for them last week. We would just thank God again. So will you do that? Pray for that. So let's start with you.
Father God, we thank you for the report that we got on this lady, Veronica, that she read the salvation prayer on the website, Lord, and she was moved by your spirit to trust Jesus as her Savior, Lord. So we thank you for her salvation. And it's one more that has been torn from the devil's hands, Lord. And one more sinner that's on their way to heaven. So we thank you for that, Lord. We're all sinners, and we all have need of salvation. So we thank you, Father, for keeping her in the light. She's going to study the Word. She's going to have supernatural discernment from you, Lord. We know there are many false doctrines out there, Lord, that you would keep her on the straight and narrow path of the truth and only the truth, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you for surrounding her with some good Christian friends also, Lord. And we ask that in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, we lift up this dentist to you that he has Parkinson's disease, Lord. The number one issue for that man is to trust Jesus as his Savior. Amen. So we lift him up for salvation. We thank you, Father, that you're the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of Jesus, would shine in his mind and in his heart, that he would be able to have knowledge of what it means to be saved, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for the gift of repentance and the gift of salvation for him, Lord. And then we know he's been abandoned by his wife, and we commit that situation to you also, Lord. You know best how to deal with it, with her and with him. And so we don't know anything else about that situation, but you do. So we commit that situation to you, and we thank you for all things regarding this man. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, right now we lift up Patty Sims to you, and we're thankful that this church can pray for her for a total, complete healing. You healed me of colon cancer. You can do anything. And I thank you and praise you for Patty's total, complete healing. And let there be no tarrying. And Father God, we believe that Jesus Christ is praying for her faith to go deeper and deeper in the Lord every day. And we just thank you and praise you for completing what you've begun there. In Jesus' name, and open up the gifts to her, Father God. Show her what you want her to do with her life for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now, Father, we lift up the people who are going through the varying stages of deliverance in this ministry. We know that the majority of Jesus' time was spent dealing with people, casting demons out and healing them and setting them free. And so, Father, we thank you for the fact that we do have this truth of this aspect of this ministry. Father, I just pray that for the people who are almost done for Michelle, that she would just be able to continue on, finish it, and to have that abundant life that Jesus was talking about, that she'll be completely set free and healed and rejuvenated, and to be able to walk in a new way, and to be able to enjoy life to the fullest, that even though there is satanic opposition and physical opposition, that nevertheless, she doesn't need to have that spiritual weight that can simply be taken off of her. And Father, I pray the same thing for Tom also, and for Deborah, as Tom is going through it and Deborah is just about to start. Father, they will just have the victory in their life. Amen. Complete victory. Not just partial victory, but complete victory. Amen. Father, we just thank you for just setting them free, and they just be able to walk again in that newness of life, and to be able to just to feel and to say, This is what life is supposed to be like. Even though we're walking around on a prison planet, we can still have freedom. So, Father, we just thank you for giving that to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just pray that God would touch their finances. Yeah.
Father God, we lift up Andrew again to you as we've prayed for him in the past, Father, and we know that you heard our prayers, that you answer, because Jesus said, if there are two or more that agree on earth as touching anything, I will do it. And if you ask him, I will do it. If you ask the Father, he will do it. And Father God, we know that you have answered our prayers, and we ask you to continue to bless this family's finances, Lord God, and to help them to know exactly what to do and when to do it, Father, and you will guide them and continue to bless them and provide for them, because you do. And Father, you said that if we agree together on any subject, you will, and ask you will do it, Lord. And so we did that, and we did hear from you. Father, we thank you. We praise your name for always answering prayer, for listening to your children. No matter how difficult things get, you always hear us. And sometimes you act quickly, sometimes you act more slowly. It's always for our benefit, because you know what's best for every family. We thank you to continue blessing Andrew and his family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we're going to lift up the situation that was brought up in testimony this morning about the Muslim faith, Lord. and how that there's lots of advertisement and stuff out there that's trying to paint a pretty picture for the Muslim faith, Lord. And we know in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." Amen. And that's the way it is. That's the way it will always be. So we come against this the snowball job, Lord, that they're trying to paint for the American people and people around the world. And also we reject what President Obama is doing around the world with embracing the Muslim faith, Lord. We reject all Antichrist religions. We only accept the true religion, and that is Jesus Christ died for all mankind. Yes. And that everybody who is willing to repent and ask for forgiveness can be saved. And that is the will of God. So we want to say it like it is, and we don't embrace all religions, but we embrace all people. And so thank you, Father, for salvation to go out and not doctrines of devils. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this day that we have here, be able to pray and to seek your face. And we bless you for that. And Father God, I want to pray and thank you for that man, Cal Herbold, Father God, from Oregon. I've been a pastor for a number of years now, Lord. And Father God, apparently we prophesied over him, prayed over him, prophetic prayer, gave him a word. And that's all he needed, Father God. We never heard from him again until 34 years later. But Father, we never know when you are using us to touch someone, to have them go in a certain direction. And I pray a blessing upon him and his wife and his church up in Oregon, Lord. Yes. I'll be thankful for that. And Father God, you heard the different prayers here today. And we ask you right now again, Father, have mercy upon our nation. We are a sinful nation. We have done terrible wrong. Our leadership right now, Father God, are out in the tulips. And they have simply left you behind a long time ago. But we ask you, Lord, for your sake and for those people that you want to have saved, that you, in your mercy, would hold back the destruction of America. Hold it back, Lord. And give it a chance to preach, to share, to testify, to witness a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer, Lord. And then, Father God, we know that eventually judgment will fall. And there's nothing we can do about it. But we ask for reprieve right now. And Father God, I pray for this church. Pray for the people here. Father God, we thank you for healing us. We thank you for sustaining us. We thank you, Father God, our people still are employed. We thank you, Father God, you are going to keep our people employed. And you're going to keep us supplied, Father God. And we thank you for that right now. And we give you great worship and praise and thanks right now. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out at this time.